driving the car. Getting into my car, I vow that I will drive with mindful care and caution. If, in fact, this is my vehicle, for I often step into someone else's car by accident. If I have done so now, here in the parking lot of Stop and Shop, may I smile with self-compassion and not curse my cluelessness, as the cars where I live are all Subarus, and all the same model, and all the same jasmine green. A bewildering forest of foresters.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. And now, poetry for modern mindfulness.
Going to the movies. Taking my seat in the movie theater, I am excited to be here and offer my heartfelt hope that it is not a film like Carol, beautiful but so boring. I love the period costumes, but wearied of the endless shots of the movie stars gazing soulfully at each other or staring into space like mute people. I love talking to you, one of the women says to the other in one scene, which is strange because they hardly talked at all. May this be a movie with more dialogue and fewer close-ups and way better sex scenes. At the workplace. Today, I vow to regard my coworkers serenely, with loving kindness and without judgment. This one, who appears not to bathe and has a pungent odor. That one, who leads the email clique trash-talking the rest of us, are merely creatures caught in dukkha, or suffering. May they one day be made whole and not so messed up, or at least be transferred to another department.
Poetry for Modern Mindfulness by the writer and performer Jenny Allen.